We are deeply disappointed that Russia and China were unable to support this council to clearly and unequivocally state the need for an immediate and sustained ceasefire.
That's Dame Barbara Woodward, Britain's ambassador to the UN. America called the decision to veto their resolution petty and cynical. Russia claims the wording was ambiguous. Meanwhile, Israel's refusing to consider alternatives to its planned ground assault into Rafah in southern Gaza. After talks with the US Secretary of State, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says troops will go in to defeat Hamas with or without America's support. A judge says an IT worker who'll spend 37 years behind bars for murdering a couple using fentanyl may have been motivated by a desire to control others. 34-year-old Luke DeWitt created fake personas to manipulate Stephen and Carol Baxter and later changed their will to get hold of their business. Detective Inspector Lydia George is from Essex Police.
They were loving, generous parents. They touched lives of many. They are entering a period in their lives where they should have been able to enjoy precious time with their grandchildren. Luke DeWitt took all that away. He tried to cover it up. He went to great lengths to blame others who we know were not involved in any way.
A horse expert has been jailed for at least 17 years for murdering her husband at their home in Devon. Christine Rawl stabbed 72-year-old Ian in August 2022, claiming she'd suffered years of abuse. We've been told the Football Association has no intention of recalling the England shirt, which features a St George's cross with blue and purple modifications. A spokesperson says it's not the first time they've made tweaks. And it looks like we could be in for an Easter washout. Forecasters are warning of heavy rain next week. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, late sunny spells develop in the evening, along with some lingering showers. Now, tonight will become breezy and it will turn largely dry and patchy cloud with lengthy clear spells. Now, Saturday is going to turn windy with gusts up to 18 miles per hour. But it will be dry with sunny spells in the morning. But cloud will build up in the afternoon and scattered showers will develop there also. Some will be heavy as well, with a risk of thunder and hail in places. Great weekend then. Highs of just 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM. Brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice. Doing more than you think.
And huge thank you to Patrick. We'll be chatting to him in a minute. Can't let him go on a Friday after finding out what he's up to. But get ready for a jam-packed three-hour music extravaganza even. Try your hand at Guess the Intro. We've got a Greaties gem as well from Xanthi and tons more on this Friday Drive show, including our guest Steve Linton at Brentwood Football Club coming up after 5 o'clock. But let's kick this off with Ed Sheeran and Shape of You.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I'm in love. day. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran here on Phoenix FM. And, well, me and Patrick, we do love a little dance on a Friday, don't we, Patrick?
Oh, a little dance, absolutely.
Oh, that was more of a hand.
That, was a, that one was a hand jive, really. Jive, well, yeah. Not a proper hand jive,
we,
you know.
We were doing the dance before, because it's a great track, isn't it? Jules Holland and...
Yes, we were.
Rod Stewart, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually Jules Holland's first ever number one as well, that one.
I believe I saw that. Yes, indeed.
But it was nice. But so I came in doing... I don't know if you ever watch that at home, if you sit at home and ever watch Lorne Hardy. But, you know, they do that little dance. Every time I walk into the studio and Patrick's playing music, I always feel like we should be doing that little dance. And we had a go at that, didn't we?
I got up from the chair, from the table. And, you know, and it was a tale of the lonesome pine. We were kind of like, we were doing it, really. Absolutely.
In my head, we were in sync and we smashed it out.
Your head is clearly the best place to be in relation to all of that, then.
It is, absolutely. But Patrick, you know I can never let you go without knowing what you've got coming up at the weekend and what you're doing and what you've been up to.
Oh, well, my goodness, what have I been up to and all of that? Well, it's Easter coming up, so next week is Holy Week, and so... at the cathedral where I'm involved these days, there was just things happening all the time. Yeah. But talking to Andy Smith earlier on, who's from the church in Hutton, again, they've got things all week as well. So you find every church everywhere will be doing things during this upcoming week, and particularly around Good Friday, of course, next Friday, and then Easter Saturday, and then Easter Sunday, but also throughout the week as well. And so, I shall be at various activities at Chelmsford Cathedral in relation just to remember all of the different parts of Holy Week.
Of course, because it comes around so quick as well, doesn't it?
It does. Well, because Lent only began relatively recently, it seemed, and now that's all coming to the end, and now it's all into this. So it's Palm Sunday on Sunday. So at the cathedral, that happens at 10:30, the service. Usually the main services are 9:30 and 11:15, but we're all combining together for Palm Sunday. And like Andy was saying, his is at 9:30, and he said his starts at the school next to the where the church is in Hutton, and then they process from the church, from the school to the church. Yeah. He said, and all the locals, they must look out the window and what's going on. He said, there's a team of clergy in full vestments, and then everybody behind them waving palm branches, and the same kind of thing goes on at the cathedral around the grounds of the cathedral. And 1 year we actually went out from the cathedral down round the front. People know Chelmsford, around the front of Shire Hall and round the back. Back in the day when I was at Ingatestone, we used to go along the High Street, and it's a public kind of like event, remembering Jesus entering the temple. Not entering the temple, entering Jerusalem on that Sunday, riding a donkey. And some churches will even have a donkey to go with that. So that's all happening on this coming Sunday in all kinds of churches.
I love the people looking behind their blinds or their curtains through the window, seeing what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on, absolutely. Yeah, you know, and they think they must think, what are they doing? What are these strange people up to now? But it's traditional, and it's the sort of things that... You know, things have been going on in our communities for hundreds of years.
I was going to say it's very community-based.
Yeah, absolutely. And all sorts of things like that. And as I say, there'll be all kinds of activities during the week and everywhere, really. I shall be along to one or two of those, no doubt.
If someone's listening and thinking, oh, you know what, I want to go along to my local one. What's the best place? How would you kind of find your local church or your local activity, what's going on?
Well, I think the easiest way, there'll be two ways of doing that, I imagine. If your church is not very far away, no doubt they'll have a notice board out the front. So good 1950s technology and having a notice and everything there. But if you want to be 21st century, they'll all have things on the web, and you can just search on the web for your own church. Even if you don't know the name of the church, like for example, we were just talking about Hutton. If you just put in Hutton churches into a browser, a whole list, not just the Church of England ones, but other ones would come up as well. And there's also a website called A Church Near You, where you just put in a church near you, and then that then lets you put in your postcode, and then that will then tell you all the churches in your local area.
See, I learn something new every day.
There you are, you see. So that's a good easy one, that one as well.
So it's churches near you, and you can put church, that in
a church
your
near
area.
You. Absolutely, done. Church near you, and then it will then offer you the opportunity to put in your postcode, and then it will just know what's around you.
Well, that's simple, isn't it?
Couldn't be easier, could
I'm
it?
I'm loving that. Yeah, so you've got a busy couple of weeks then,
yes and no is the answer to that, because, I mean, at the same time, yes, it's all busy, but it's also supposed to be a kind of like a reflective sort of time as well. So you have to try and, you know, keep a balance with it all. But, but it's just personally, I shall be at something. Because, I mean, obviously, I'm not in charge of these things these days, but it's great to be at the cathedral, because everybody else does the work and I can just turn up, which is just perfect. After having done the work for 20-odd years. Yeah. And there'll be something on every night. And certainly at the cathedral, we've got, we've got Compline again at 5:15 tonight. But then during the week next week, I think it's on at 7, Mondays and Tuesday. And then there's the other things during the evenings as well. And, I mean, next week, for example, Good Friday, you know, the time between 12 and 3 is the most important and significant time. But of course, because I'm here, I can't be doing that. But the cathedral will be doing something at 5:15, so I should be rushing off next Friday to make sure I can get along to that.
So you've still got time to chill out a little
bit. I should definitely, Joe, it's an important part of my week to be able to spend time talking to you.
Oh, you see, you always end it on just the most beautiful thing. Make me feel happy when you leave the studio as well.
Yeah, most people are happy when I leave, Joe. No, so.
You know what I mean.
I know exactly
Patrick
what you mean.
Sharing. Goodness me. Well, listen, Patrick, have a wonderful weekend.
Cheers, you too.
Don't forget your water bottle this time.
I've got it here now.
Did you ever find one?
I did find it. Oh. You know, it's the one I couldn't find last week, and it's really it's a nice thing, but it's rather annoying, really. In that, you know, my car's got the little space where you can just stick the water bottle in, like most, like many cars have, and so my previous one would go into it like that. Do you think this one will go into it? No, it's just slightly wider.
It does look like a 2 liter bottle, really.
It just won't fit in, and so what had happened was I'd put it in it, and then when I'd driven around the corner, it had just fallen out and gone underneath the chair of the seat.
I was looking all over the studio.
I was looking all over for it. I was trying to find it. You see, find it.
Now at least I know the mystery's been solved.
It's been
that's
solved.
The most important.
And in fact, I must have made such a fuss about it because you said that, and I walked in with it today, and Michelle said, "Oh, good, you've got your water bottles."
Yeah. There we go.
Here we are.
No, you didn't make a fuss at all.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to play a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yes.
In the year 2525.
Zager and Evans.
Brilliant
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Patrick, have a lovely time. I will see you next week.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may is in the pill you took today. In the year 45, 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 75, it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing, whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year
35. Oh, I do love that song. Patrick Stiller, but you got a funny fact. Well, not a funny fact,
well, no,
but
no,
a fact,
it's an interesting fact about them today. Zager now builds custom guitars at Zager Guitars in Lincoln, Nebraska. Evans largely retired from public life, but he continues to chat online with Dalton and his best friend, Nashville Gary Earl producer, until he sadly passed away in February 2018.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least we know now, Patrick. You and I were thinking, what's going on? But there, now we know.
Now we know about them.
Thank you ever so much, Patrick.
Pleasure.
So, yes, shall I say goodbye again to you, Patrick?
No, no. here. I'm still here. But I can make you happy by leaving, yeah. Joe, so it's not a problem.
No, not at all. But listen, we've got the ads coming up, and coming up after that, we have Coldplay and Paradise. And after that, I'll be catching you up with the travel. Is it that time already?
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
FM travel news.
Right, on the M25 anti-clockwise, two lanes are closed between Junction 27, that's M11, and Junction 26, A121, Walden Abbey. That's following an earlier accident involving a car and a lorry just before Belconnen Tunnel. Long delays there as well, back to almost Junction 28, Brook Street. Also, delays clockwise as all traffic was held for a broken down vehicle as well, so very sticky around there, and we'll update you as well on that. A127 London bound, slow traffic between Fair Glen Interchange and the Neverden interchange due to lane closures. Slow traffic due to an accident on the A129 Hunt Road, both ways at Shenfield Green. Delays on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford tunnels. You're looking at congestion to Swanley interchange, and travel time there is around 25 minutes. Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road, and Chelmsford, slow traffic on Ballow Bypass and Chelmer Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. On South End, slow moving traffic there on Eastern Avenue westbound between Fossett's Way and Cuckoo Corner. Heading over to the Tube because the row is fine for Friday. Minor delays on the Central Line due to cancellations. Also minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellations. And finally, Underground Station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. There'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now before our Home and Away and Away, where we play you three songs that all were number one on this day in the UK and other countries, we're going to have one from our A-list. It's the brand new track from Crowded House, loving it here, Oh Hi. And I realise I turned up the volume again. So if you just caught me singing, I do apologise. Right now, it is dead on 3:30 on a Friday. I got it right. Only took 2 days. Right, so we've got three tracks coming up. All brilliant. all number one on this day. We're going to the UK, then we're going off to the US, and then we're going to Australia with all the number ones. They are brilliant ones. I want to know what the year is. We are going to kick off with Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. Obviously, Philip Bailey being of Earth, Wind and Fire. Do you know what the years are? Or the year is?
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Speedwagon, We Can't Fight This Feeling. What a lovely track that is. And before that, we had Philip Bailey, obviously from Earth, Wind and Fire, and Phil Collins. What? I can't believe they only did one track together. They should have done a lot more with Easy Lover. Both number ones on this day. REO Speedwagon in the US. And of course, Easy Lover in the UK. Now, we're going to the last track of this segment, but do you know what the year is that all these tracks were number one on this day? Here's Australia, Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. Mariah Carey did the cover of that as well.
Take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. This mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder.
So the year was 1985, the 22nd of March in 1985. All those three tracks were number one in their respective countries. Now, guess the intro. Do you want to have a go already? Go on then. I'm going to be playing this out in another 2 hours and 15 minutes time. But have a listen. And then we've got the ads.
Guess the intro.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie, with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You pay paradise and put up a fucking lie. Paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. Nah, nah. I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. And now, now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise.
put up a parking lot.
Bop, bop, bop. Ooh, bop, bop, bop.
I wanna give it all, you wanna give it all, you wanna give it all away. And now you wanna give it, all she wanna give.
Do you know, I can still remember hearing that there was going to be a cover of one of the best ever songs, Big Yellow Taxi, of course, by Joni Mitchell. And I thought, oh no, that shouldn't be touched. But then, of course, Counting Crows and Vanessa Carlton did a brilliant job. And hard to believe that was 21 years ago. That was Big Yellow Taxi. Let's have a look at an event that's happening tomorrow.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair at Shenfield Parish Hall. Hutton Road in Shenfield, Crafty Cow Markets hosting an Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair. Offering new and bespoke handcraft gifts, including jewellery, soap, jam, wax melts, crystals, basically everything, including women's clothes as well. So it's come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift. The event is held in support of Havens Hospice. Free entry and free parking as well. Now, it's open at 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. and that is tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd of March. More details, come over to phoenixfm.com. The events page, go to Saturday the 23rd of March and it'll be right at the top.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Feeling fine, getting better one day at a time.
Ditto. Gossip, obviously, we're moving in the right direction. Now, did you catch them on TV the other day? They were doing like a concert, and they had a special guest. Now, I know that Beth Ditto, one of her most important people that she looked up to when she was a kid, was Alison Moyet. And Alison Moyet came on stage with her. Beth Ditto lost it, basically. She was so in awe of her, even though they'd rehearsed it. But it was brilliant when they did get it together. It was Situation they covered. I've not got that one, but I have got Week in the Presence of Beauty. Come and meet me back here after 4 p.m. We've got more great music and Xanthi's pick for you as well. Will also be on its way. Do love our Bazard and Gale, don't we?